You're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more. You're listening to another episode of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager of Yeager CPA Review. And my name's Rob Medford. I'm your producer and director here at CPA Review and More and Yeager CPA Review. And together, we're bringing you the number one podcast for CPAs. In this episode of CPA Review and More, Phil interviews Luis Melendez of Charity Buzz. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more information about the CPA exam, check out the Yeager CPA Review website at yeagercpareview.com. You'll also see that we've released a new subscription format of the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on a new month-to-month, no-commitment format. For more information on that, once again, check out the Yeager website at the link in the description field of this show. Without any further delay, I'm going to pass the microphone over to Phil.
Rob, by the way, for those who have been listening, that is a brand new introductory, isn't it? Brand new song,
it
Rob?
It is. It's a brand new introductory song.
Yeah. If you haven't heard it on the top 10 chart, it's because it never made the top 10 chart. All right. And Luis, is it Menendez or Melendez?
Melendez. There you go.
Melendez. Okay, good. All right. And today, by the way, I have to tell you, this charity that we're going to talk about today, they are my favorite charity. I really love these guys. I mean, as a result of, you know, dealing with this Charity Buzz, which we'll talk about today, I have gotten to meet people that I wouldn't have known in a million years. Or, you know, you think to yourself, well, gee, I met Olivia Newton-John. There's no way I would have met Olivia Newton-John if it wasn't for Charity Buzz. So it's a great idea, the concept, and we'll talk about that also. All right. And before we do anything, I just want to remind you, all right? In fact, thinking of charities, I would really appreciate, once again, if you would contribute to the Michael J. Fox Parkinson's Foundation, all right? Most of you, if not all of you, know that my wife is a Parkinson's patient. And whatever you can call, send in, please do it. And that is the Michael J. Fox Parkinson's Fund. Now, let's get back to Charity Buzz. All right. The company Charity Buzz, you want to give a history when this was started, started it, and what was the purpose of Charity Buzz?
Oh, it's my pleasure. So Charity Buzz has been around now for about 12 years. It was founded by a gentleman named Copy Holzman. Copy is an entrepreneur and a philanthropist based out of New York City. And he had been doing the charity circuit for years, cutting the checks to the same charities every year, going to the rubber chicken dinner galas in the basement of the Marriott every year for many years. And he got frustrated. He didn't like the way that the money was being spent. And he also saw an opportunity to build out a totally new marketplace and a totally different way to think about charitable fundraising. And so that's how Charity Buzz was born around 2007, 2008. And since then, Charity Buzz now has raised almost $300 million for all different kinds of charitable causes. We work with over 5,000 different charities all around the world. And we now happen to say we actually have bidders in over 100 different countries. So Charity Buzz has really become this global phenomenon that caters primarily to wealthy people who are looking to meet their favorite celebrity, go backstage at a concert, get special VIP tickets to a sports game, go on a luxury travel experience. That's the kind of thing that you're going to find on Charity Buzz. And that's what really sets us apart from some of the other fundraising tools out there. There really isn't a true competitor to Charity Buzz because the work that we're doing, we're very focused on our niche, and there really isn't a true competitor in that space.
Now, you said your clientele is mostly wealthy people.
Yes.
And so the students who might be listening to this, are you saying you need to make more money before you can actually bid on this? What is the lowest bid? I know it's probably a tough question. What's the lowest bid you ever received from auctioning off, meeting someone? All right, do you have any idea?
Oh, well, I don't want to throw any particular celebrities under the bus, but I think some of the lowest things we've seen have been about $300, maybe $500. It'd be the lowest cost experience you're going to find on the site.
And that would be considered, and we'll talk about this, that saying, you meet the person one-on-one. Is that a meet and greet?
Yes. Excellent question.
Yeah, explain the difference. What it means to meet the celebrity versus a meet and greet afterwards.
Yeah, there's different parlances and different phrases that mean different things. So typically when you see the phrase meet and greet, that implies that you're going to be meeting someone either at an event or probably in a group setting, and you're likely only meeting them for a few minutes, maybe 5, maybe 15 minutes. But really 15 minutes is probably on the generous end of the amount of time you're going to spend with this person. If you're meeting them at a concert, if you're meeting a famous musician, Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga or something, and it says meet and greet, you should expect no more than 5 to 6 minutes not even one-on-one with them in a group setting, but just having their attention. And then you can kind of move up a scale of sort of intimacy and the amount of time that you're spending with somebody. So if you see meeting or obviously coffee with or dinner with, that's going to be something that actually means 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. You're really getting to sit down, have a meaningful, full conversation with them. And generally speaking, we see sale prices correspond, right? So if it's meet Alec Baldwin for 5 minutes, that's going to sell for $10,000. If it's have dinner with Alec Baldwin, go backstage at SNL, which is an experience we listed last year, that's going to sell for $20,000 or $30,000.
Do you keep track of the average income of the people who bid? Because you're talking about, once again, I'm going back to wealthy. Do you keep track of the type of income? Okay, what level of income do most of your clients have?
The median net worth of a CharityBuzz user is between $2 and $3 million. 10% of our users are worth over $10
million. So you keep track of their net worth, not how much they earn?
It's a little difficult to gain visibility into that. We've used a third party, sort of like Nielsen, something called Wealth Engine, to take a look and get a better understanding of who are our users. Anecdotally speaking, I have the pleasure of actually selling a lot of experiences directly to these folks. They tend to be really well accomplished in their own right. So these are CEOs, they're well-known lawyers, they're publicists, they're people who have made their own career and are already successful, and they're just looking to sometimes further a career interest, or just buy something for their kid or surprise their loved one. Generally speaking, these are folks with a lot of disposable income.
Well, I don't consider myself to be a wealthy person, but as a result of the success of the Yeager CPA review course, I think I've mentioned this earlier to the people listening, that I wanted to give back to charities. And also, I'm going to be quite honest, CharityBuzz, I got to meet certain celebrities that I wanted to meet. So, no, you don't have to be a multimillionaire to take advantage of this, but, some of you out there probably saying, this does not apply to me. I'm not making this type of money. But you will be making it at some point, and you're going to want to look for a tax deduction. And that's another thing. The deduction for cash contributions has increased from 50% of your adjusted gross income to 60% of AGI. In fact, because of CharityBuzz, all right, they saved me in taxes this year at least $15,000 to $20,000. So I don't want to say, hey, I only gave the money to get that tax deduction. No, it was a good tax deduction. Also, I got to meet people, and I'll tell you who I met as we go on here. Do you have certain clients assigned to you?
Me personally, my role here is very different. I kind of wear a lot of different hats here. So some days, just before we were meeting now, I was on the phone with a new charity where I'm bringing in a new charity partnership. Some days I spend all my days talking to bidders, and I actually help facilitate transactions. Oh, they want to meet this person. They'll come to me with requests, or they'll see something on the site, and I'll help make sure that that happens. Some days I'm talking directly to donors, and I'm actually talking to the people. I've talked to hotels who want to donate a stay to benefit a certain cause, or I'm talking directly to the charity. The celebrity. So it really, you know, you never really know. You know, being a small company, it's kind of all hands on deck. And I get to touch a lot of different aspects of the business.
You are a private or publicly held company?
We are a privately held company. And in fact, we are held by a larger corporate entity. So Charity Buzz actually belongs to the Charity Network, which is our larger umbrella company. And this is, we have a number of different fundraising initiatives that exist inside of that. So there's Charity Buzz, the auction house. And we also have another consumer-facing platform called Prizeo. Prizeo is like sweepstakes for the same kind of thing you might find on Charity Buzz. If you want to go and meet, you know, Lady Gaga on Charity Buzz, you can buy it outright for many, many thousands of dollars, or you can enter for a chance to win an incredible experience to meet Lady Gaga on Prizeo.
Now, I want to tell you, Lewis, how I found out about Charity Buzz. When I was young, which was back in the 1910, if I remember correctly, I lived in the New York area, and I think we had the best DJs of any city. They were more than just DJs. They were personalities. And, you know, typical high school I'm in, and we were close to a beach called Jones Beach. And then on a Saturday night, we drive to Jones Beach, and I didn't have a convertible, but I had a AM radio. I didn't have an FM radio. I didn't have satellite radio. I had an AM radio. And I used to listen to a guy by the name of Cousin Brucey, all right? And Cousin Brucey was a personality in the New York area. And eventually, what happened was the station that he was on and other stations that were playing this music went out of business. So lost contact listening to Cousin Brucey. And I had a friend in Teaneck, New Jersey. And every time I came in to see them, all right, we went to a station, WCBS FM, and they were back to playing oldies music. And my friend says, you know who's on there? Cousin Brucey. So I say, oh my gosh, I really liked him. And, you know, the problem was it was an AM station. And the minute you got on the New Jersey Turnpike and you went just a little too far, you'd lose the connection. All right. And I always said to my wife, you know, I'd really like to meet Cousin Brucey. So I was listening to Sirius XM because he's on Sirius XM now, and they were bidding over, you know, to co-host his show. Now, I'm not sure that was through Charity Buzz, but it was an auction, and I called in, and I was part of, they were auctioning us off on the radio live, and I just decided, you know, it was getting ridiculously expensive, and I said to myself, is this worth $6,000 to co-host? And, you know, you don't have any time to think about it. So I said, nah, I'll pass on it this time. And also, I think this other person wanted probably more than I did. And then I walked away and I said, gee, I should have bid on that. What a jerk I was. I should have bid on that. So that came up again. All right. I found out about Charity Buzz and they had an auction again to co-host with Cousin Brucey. And I can remember I was so nervous before I went there. And by the way, the charity was Why Hunger. And by the way, it's one of my charities that I still give to because, you know, the thought of people in this country starving, all right, was such a wealthy country. I figured, gee, if I could help them, and that's where the money went to, all right, Why Hunger? And I got onto Brucey's show, walked in, I remember, and I said, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm sitting next to Cousin Brucey. All right. So I was allowed to be on for about an hour. And at the end of the hour, Cousin Brucey turned to me and said, you know, I think you'd be great in raising money. So I said, well, it wasn't one of the things I was thinking about. So he says, you know, Why Hunger might be a charity you can raise some money for. So he put me in touch with the people from Why Hunger. And I got to know them. And like, for example, we had a condo in Myrtle Beach. And I gave Why Hunger, you know, that to auction off. And I wasn't trying to take the business away from you at Charity Buzz. But just in case you think about suing me. So anyway, I gave a week free to someone, and someone, you know, actually bid on it, and Charity Buzz was, well, they were left out in the cold. But anyway, no, Why Hunger made some money on this. I felt good. And also, I kept the relationship up with Cousin Brucie. In fact, on my 70th birthday, all right, my daughter contacted him, and he did a video wishing me a happy birthday. I mean, the man didn't know me that long. He's a terrific guy. And I do try to keep in touch with him, you know, on holidays and birthdays. So here's something. A guy who always wanted to meet, all right, sort of like an idol of mine. And I got to meet him. And I only got to meet him because of Charity Buzz. And, you know, that's why I like the charity so much. All right. You actually do make dreams come true. Because I think that I had read at that time someone wanted to see a baseball player. And this is your concierge service, isn't it? Where you can create. Is that right?
Yeah. So we do offer some services where folks can actually come to us and come with an experience that they're requesting or dreaming up something. You know, it's definitely not a huge part of our business, but it is something that we do. And I love hearing stories like that. And I hear stories like that all the time from our bidders who get to meet their favorite childhood actor. They get to maybe introduce their kid to their favorite actor. So that kind of story really makes me very happy to hear. And you bought that Cousin Brucie experience from us some years ago.
Yes, and I don't remember. Do you remember what that was exactly?
It was 2015.
And what exactly happened with Cousin Brucie, if you can speak about that? I'm trying to.
Yeah, so the way the experience was billed, it was the ultimate Cousin Brucie live in-studio experience. And so you got to bring a guest. I'm not sure if you brought a guest with you, but you were there for a full hour. And it was on Sirius XM 60s on 6. And so you get to actually learn how the show is produced, tour the Sirius XM studios, and then you get to hang out with Cousin Brucie for an hour.
Now, did you listen to that show?
That Cousin Brucie show? No.
That show that I was on?
No.
Well, I'm very disappointed because after I left there, I thought the phone would be ringing off the hook, making me all these offers, all right, to be on Sirius XM. And didn't work, and so therefore I'm still an accountant. And I said to myself, well, what would I really enjoyed more, being a host or a co-host on Cousin Brucie or doing accounting? And of course, the first thing that came out of my mouth was doing accounting, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. So anyway, yeah, I got to co-host. Actually, I got to co-host. He let me co-host. And I got to, I spoke to this gentleman from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and I remember a question I asked him, which was a brilliant question. I said to him, now this was probably March. I said, by the way, is it cold up there? And he said, yes. And I thought to myself, of course it's cold. He's in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. So I was talking to him. I mean, it was really fun. I love that stuff. And I just want you to know, here's the variety of people that I have gotten to meet through Charity Buzz. And I'm not saying this to brag, but these are people.
You should brag a little, Phil. You got good taste. You have a great hit list.
A hit list? No, that's Tony Soprano. I never met him. anyway, no, I got to meet. This was really great. Olivia Newton-John. Now, Olivia Newton-John, and you see, you can meet people. They could be in New York, Los Angeles, could be any place. Well, got to go to Olivia Newton-John's show in Las Vegas. We sat in her seat, the booth, all right? And then afterwards, we got to meet her. Now, this was not a meet and greet. This was a one-on-one where we could talk to her as long as we want. And, you know, it's just, I kept looking and saying, I can't believe I'm talking to Olivia Newton-John. And she was just a terrific person, you know? And that's always the concern when you meet these celebrities. You don't know how they're going to be, all right? Well, they have been, she was terrific. And unfortunately, she's had problems with breast cancer. And she has a hospital, I think, in Australia, where they do research on that. And that was the charity. Also, I love the Shark Tank. I got to go to the Shark Tank set and have lunch with, all right, Robert Hershevik. I almost forgot that. All right. And not only did I sit with him at lunch, but I sat with all of the sharks, all right, except the one who works for QVC. But Mr. Wonderful, who is Kevin, all right, he is a nice guy. That, you know, that he sat so conceited on Shark Tank. And I saw the way they do this show. It's an unbelievable operation how they do it. And these billionaires like Hershovic, Kevin, can you remember Kevin's
Barbara
last name?
Barbara Corcoran, you also got to meet, now.
Yes, I got to meet. All right. I might got to meet Barbara Corcoran at the Shark Tank. In fact, Lewis, I'm going to let you take over this interview. Now, Barbara Corcoran is from New York. And actually, she was one of the first people in real estate that was so successful, first woman in real estate. And during a break, we all went over to the stage where they did the filming. And she was standing there, and she says, "Hello, how are you? What's your name?" So I told her, I was talking to her. I said, "Well, look, Barbara, if I ever meet you again, all right, I got to think of something you'll remember." So I said, "I live in Valley Stream, Long Island, near a shopping center called Green Acres Shopping Center." All right. And she said, "Well, I was involved with the building of that. That was one of the first big shopping centers." So I said, "Well, if I meet you again, you know, please remember that." Well, a year and a half went by. I bid on an auction again. Now, here's another type of auction they have. You can actually meet with a celebrity, and maybe if you have an idea for a product, you can pitch that idea to the celebrity. They'll act like a consultant. Well, I wanted some help with how to market our business, and it was only supposed to be a half hour. But, all right, because I agreed not to come to New York, we agreed to do a Skype call, all right, she was so appreciative that she didn't have to go out to lunch or something. She's a very busy person. Anyway, to make a long story short, all right, we had a Skype call, and I reminded her about Green Acres Shopping Center, and she remembered me, and we were on the phone for an hour and a half. Okay?
That's fantastic.
And she's terrific. Yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, you see these people, and you know, until you really meet them one-on-one in a lot of cases, you don't know what they're like. So, you know, I got to meet her, and I was sending her every year Christmas cards, but she changed her assistant, and I don't have another email address anymore, so I didn't send her a card last year. But here's a person. I'll give you another example. All right. I got to go to the Today Show. I don't know if you're aware of that, Lewis.
I saw that one in your purchase history. That's a really good one.
Now, that was terrific because we were on a train. My wife, my daughter, and my grandchildren, we were on a train going back to D.C., and my daughter, who's in her 40s, she says to me, "You know, we haven't seen a famous person yet." So I said, "Well, you don't necessarily see them on an Amtrak train." All right. So we're in the car. I'm looking to the right, and there's Hoda Kotb. All right. So the way I am, I'll talk to anybody. I went over. I said, "Hoda, my daughter wanted to meet a famous person. Please say hello to her." All right. So Hoda said, "Oh, hi, how are you?" She shook hands. And I started speaking to her for a few minutes, found out why she was going to where she was going. And she was just very nice. Gave us a hug, goodbye. And then a year and a half later, I bid on an auction to go to the Today Show and meet really Willie Geist. And Willie Geist is the host of the Sunday, I guess, Today Show. And what he does is he's also on Morning Joe. And so I met Willie Geist, and before we met him, we went to the Today Show set, and I had 5 minutes. Hoda was staring at me, and I had 5 minutes to tell her who I was, and I said, "We're the people you met on Amtrak." Blah, 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 blah. I went 100 miles an hour, and I said, "Do you remember us?" She said, "Yes, I do." All right, and since then, we've met her 5 times.
Yeah.
And every time we come to the city, she insists that we give her assistant a call, and we go in and say hello. And she's so gracious to my wife, all right, because she knows my wife has Parkinson's. My wife is also 4'7". So Hoda's a fairly tall woman. So she leans down, always gives her a big hug, and always says, "You know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And Bill Geist, who's Willie Geist's father, all right, who was on CBS for many years, he has Parkinson's. So every time we see Willie Geist, he is so pleasant to me, my wife, same thing, because he knows my wife, Bonnie, has Parkinson's. So, I mean, and they remember who we are, which is surprising. So that's what it has done. And I just think the charity is great. Now, I've looked at some of your trips. All right. You might want to tell people, if you want to go on a trip, you can bid for these trips on Charity Buzz, correct?
Yes, actually, travel is one of our most popular categories. It's one of our most consistent selling categories. And actually, this is kind of like a little unknown fact, but you can sometimes find some deals. I know we're not really known for deals, but in fact, on the travel category, you know, a lot of these luxury hotels and villas, they're donating their stays, and sometimes you'll find that they'll go for a little bit under market value. And so there's a great opportunity in there as well if you're looking to plan a travel or something.
What are some of the places that you've had travel auctions to?
So we just very recently, I just facilitated a sale a few days ago. So this one's at the top of my mind. The Bodrutz Palace, a gorgeous hotel in Europe. I believe it is in Switzerland. Yeah, that's right. It's in St. Moritz, Switzerland. It's considered one of the sort of premier hotels of the world. We just listed that recently. We're always listing stuff at the Ritz-Carltons all over the world. We have travel trips to practically any country you can think of. One of the most popular travel packages that we'll offer are African safaris, where you get to visit a couple different countries in Africa and then tour a wild game reserve and get to meet with the people there. These experiences are so popular and people love them, and they're a great way to raise money for charity.
Now, some of these trips are like four nights to Hawaii or something. Can you, if you win the auction, is there a way to extend it if you're willing to pay for extra nights?
Yes, and this is very common. It's funny you say that. So that I just was talking with the bidder yesterday. He won first three nights with us at some luxury hotel, and he was very happy. He realized him and his wife wanted to extend their stay. So we turned around, we went back to the charity, we secured another three nights, and that way he's able to actually facilitate his entire vacation through a charitable donation.
And these prices, would you say they're comparable to market value if you actually did the whole traveling thing yourself or through an agent?
Yeah. It depends. I'll say it depends. I would say if it's something that's very, very popular, remember, we are an auction platform. And so sometimes people get very competitive in their bidding and suddenly you're way above market value. A lot of the time with travel, you'll end up averaging 80 to 90% of market, which can be a deal in and of itself.
That's not bad, actually. That's you're discounting the trip.
Right, exactly. And and the vast majority of the money you're spending is going to support a charity.
And the other thing is, if you win one of these travel auctions, you don't have to worry about them putting you in the basement of the hotel. All right? Correct? Always
that's,
quality. Five-star.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we take that very seriously. I mean, that's kind of the reason you're coming to our platform in the first place, right? So we really do try to make sure that our charity partners are soliciting quality material. It's truly meant to be a above board luxury experience.
In fact, every experience I've had has been luxury. You know, when we met Robert Hershovic, I mean, they just kept they were treating us like, you know, they kept asking, who are we? Who are we? And we kept saying, we were told to say this, we're friends of Robert. Okay. Because actually that day that we came, Sony Studios changed their policy. They didn't want anybody, all right, who were friends of the investors to be on the set. So we were told before I walked in there, if anybody asks you who are, just tell them you're a friend of Robert's. So, of course, 30, 40 people came up to us, who we are. And I kept saying, hi, we're friends of Robert, all right? And, gee, you know, they treated us really nice. I got to eat at the craft table. And I, food is an important part of my life. No,
that's favorite.
You know, and they had the most delicious dumplings, Chinese dumplings. And oh my gosh, I don't remember a thing about the, no, it was Chinese dumplings. All right. And we stayed over in Beverly Hills one or two nights, and it was great. And I have one coming up. I don't know if you know this. All right. Some people like this guy. Some people don't. My wife and I are going out to California sometime October, November to meet Bill Maher. All right. I watch Bill Maher every Friday night. Now, some of you may not have the same, philosophy he has about candidates, trying to be diplomatic on this. But he's funny, funny guy. All right. In fact, this is not a meet and greet. We get to meet him. But I'm just concerned, seeing the way he is, you might just want to meet and greet very quickly. All right. Because he could be sarcastic or who knows. But we're going out there. I've always wanted to meet, Bill Maher. Guy is so funny. And also, here's one. I am a soap opera fan. I love soap operas. I used to watch this with my daughter. My daughter watches General Hospital. She tapes it every day. All right. That's a little going overboard. All right. But I used to watch All My Children. Now, a lot of you who are quite young probably never heard of All My Children. But there was the celebrity who's associated with that, Susan Lucci. I got to have lunch with Susan Lucci for 2.5 hours. And we discussed everything, her family, my family. Hey, and we went to one of the best restaurants because we got lunch. They paid for our lunch. And I mean, it wasn't like going to, I'm trying to think of an inexpensive place, Ruby Foo's or, is there a Ruby Foo's? I don't think there is.
I think they're still around. That's a fair reference.
Ruby Tuesday. All right. We went to the best restaurant on Madison Avenue. This was Susan Lucci's favorite restaurant. But however, I was really stupid. I had 2 breakfasts before I went there. So all this was so good. And I couldn't eat it all. I remember that. But hey, that was a lot of fun.
Piece of advice. Don't have 2 breakfasts before your Charity Buzz meal experience.
That's correct, because they do feed you. But I'm going to share one that, we met the Beach Boys. Okay. Now, I was looking forward to the Beach Boys. And so we went to this concert at Wolf Trap Farms in Virginia. And this was a meet and greet, but it was a meet and greet with several, probably some of your competitors also. All right. There were 100 people to meet these people. So we stood online. All right. It was so hot and humid out there. And this is not, we thought, what we bargained for. So we got online and I'm not going to mention which Beach Boy it was, but he had the personality of a dead piranha. Okay. All right. He was like, I don't know what he was on, but he wasn't that friendly. In other words, he looked like, let's get this picture over and get out. And so I actually called the person who was representing the donor, and I told them, and they said, "Oh, we're so sorry. Go. Are you on the road? Where are you?" I said, "Well, I'm on my way home." So he says, "Turn around." He says, "They're waiting for you." So, well, I didn't turn around, but that's the only instance. That was bad, but everything has been terrific. So tell me, all right, since I've been doing all the talking, all right, tell them, first of all, how did you get to work with Charity Buzz?
That is an interesting question. So, my personal story here, I actually used to manage salespeople at Yelp, the popular app to find restaurants and local businesses and all that. And so I was working there for some years, and I loved my work there, but I didn't really feel fulfilled. I kind of wondered, okay, if you look at all the work I'm doing and all the money I'm helping create, where is it going? What's it doing? And I started looking for companies that were more cause focused. And Charity Buzz, for me was a perfect middle ground because we are not, in fact, a charity. This is a common question that we get. So Charity Buzz is not a charity. Charity Buzz is a for-profit, privately held company. 100% of our clients are charities. And so that's sort of the distinction. And when I found out about a company like this, where I was like, okay, I can actually use my skills and my professional acumen from sales, and I can actually use my powers for good, essentially, and help raise lots and lots of money for charity, that just something clicked in my head, and I knew that I had to work here. And so I very aggressively pursued trying to get an opening in the door here. And for whatever reason, they hired me. And so now for the last couple of years, I've been here a little over 2 years. And honestly, I can genuinely say that it is some of the most fulfilling work that I've ever done, both personally and professionally.
It was fulfilling until he had a deal with us on one of the auctions. But anyway.
Actually, it's funny you say that because I've actually sold something to your wife directly. In fact, I met your wife over the phone before I met you. Her name's Bonnie, right?
That is correct.
Yes. And Bonnie is just absolutely delightful. And we had a nice long chat. We were talking about a bunch of things. And she ended up buying an experience on here that I assume both of you went on. I love talking with bidders like that. It's so much fun.
Well, I'll say this. I enjoy Charity Buzz so much. And actually, I get emails. Now, I don't want the people listening to this to be, you know, scared away from looking at the bids. Go and look at it, all right? You're going to find that more of you will be able to bid on auctions, all right, than maybe you think you can, all right? You don't have to have $1 trillion. You don't have to have $1 billion, all right? You just have to say to yourself, is it worth $2,500 to have lunch with Phil Yeager? Well, I can tell you that's definitely correct.
That is right? A deal, in fact.
Yeah, 4,000 minimum.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to evaluate that. And, you know, this is also would make a great gift for someone. All right. If you know someone wants to meet, Olivia Newton-John. All right. You could give this as a gift. Do you have a lot of people giving it?
Huge percentage of the transactions are gifts, especially around the holidays. During the holiday season, we see the site traffic explode, and there's just so much attention on trying to find interesting gifts. And honestly, you ask anybody, an experience is 9 times out of 10 a better gift than an item, right? If you get a nice shiny object from your loved one, of course, that can be exciting. But an experience is what you end up remembering 5 years later, 10 years later. We don't remember the cool electronics that we got as a gift in 10 years from now. But you never forget going backstage or meeting your idol or something like that.
And it really is. All my experiences have been great experiences. And, you know, giving a gift of a trip is great. I think that's a great idea. And also, if you have someone that you would like to meet that is not currently on their lots, that's what they're called, you know, and I want second, Lewis, for you to tell people how to find Charity Buzz. But if you want to meet, and by the way, the person has to be alive. Let me clarify that. All right. Now, if you want to meet a Babe Ruth, that could be a problem. But all right, if you want to meet a baseball player, and you say, I don't know how to do that, you call up the concierge department. They're very nice, and they will try to help you. They don't guarantee it, but they will try to help you have an experience with that person, all right? So please look at Charity Buzz. And it's interesting. You'll see what they offer, the meet and greets, all right? Whether you just go to lunch with this person, dinner. And it is true. Some of those bids get up. I mean, like to meet Mark Cuban and pitch an idea to him, I think it was like $50,000, $60,000.
Yes. Yeah, right? In fact, we sold Mark Cuban last year. It went to $72,000. It was to pitch him one-on-one for about 45 minutes.
Now, of course, most of you can't come up with that type of money, and most of you wouldn't want to spend that money anyway on meeting Mark Cuban, although I've met him, nice guy. But, you know, there are things you could buy through the auction that are affordable. Now, how do they find Charity Buzz if they're interested in looking at your different lots? How do they do that, Lewis?
So the easiest and most straightforward way is you just go straight over to charitybuzz.com, charitybuzz.com, and that's where you can check out the inventory. You don't have to register to see what's live on the site. If you do want to register, that's free, and all you need is an email. And then as soon as you want to start bidding, you put a credit card in or a debit card or what have you, and you can start bidding. Bidding can start as low as a few $100 on any given experience. The average sale price on experiences is about $5,000. So what Phil was saying is exactly right. There are plenty of experiences on here that are totally approachable, and I'm considering a few different ones myself to surprise my girlfriend with.
Who what is one of those? Can you tell us?
Well, I mean, hopefully she's probably going to listen to this at some point, right?
I doubt it.
So then I'm going to blow it.
We only have three people listening to this.
Yeah, that's how we made number one CPA podcast, right, Phil?
We are the number one CPA. That's why you only have one person listening to us. All right. No, I'm not, Louis. You don't have to tell us.
I can't spill the beans yet. I'll let you know how it goes.
Are you taking it to the Bush Beans Factory, the tour?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
That would be great. I'll tell you. I've always wanted to meet that dog, okay, who knows the secret recipe.
And he talks. Come on. Who wouldn't want to meet a talking dog?
Yeah, that's amazing. I thought he does talk. I thought he's just,
he does.
I mean, he doesn't talk. That's very unusual.
Well, you hear his thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Louis, I'm glad you believe that. And by the way, you have a girlfriend? How long have you been dating this girl, Louis?
We've been dating a couple years now, 3 or 4 years now.
So is there any plans in the future?
To continue dating. We have plans to continue dating.
I'm glad she'll be happy to hear that. So anyway.
Phil, you're ruining all the possible surprises here.
Oh, was that a surprise that he's just going to date her for... Louis, how old are you? 75?
I'm 73 and a half.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, it's also not...
Looks great for his age. Looks
like in Social Security at that age.
Right.
It reduces the benefits. Okay.
You're exactly right.
It does. All right. So anyway, that's the way you get a hold of Charity Buzz. Please give them, look at them, see what they have. I always look at the different lots. They're interesting to look at. And the places that they go to, they're really, I plan on one day to do that. And the matter is having the time to do it.
And you know, I know it may sound like it, but we didn't actually pay Phil for this. He's not on the payroll at all.
That's right. I am not a compensated endorser. I just better share. Yeah, I just want to mention that. I just asked them to be on because it's just a great charity. And as a result of them, I've met a lot of people that I still know. And thank you for that, Louis. I really appreciate that. And Louis, thank you so much for doing this. It was worth listening to this. I hope the other people who listened to it got something out of it. And, you know, once again, contact Charity Buzz. All right. Hey, I'm sure you can.
I love it. This is great. Phil, we actually got to get you on the payroll now. Do you want to be a spokesman?
We'll talk about that later, Louis. I mean, this is, you know, I don't work cheap. then I got to pay Rob Redford, the executive producer there, a few bucks. All right. Right, Rob?
Absolutely not.
But once again, we are not compensated for this. Okay. Anyway, Louis, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it and hope to have you on again in the near future. And this is Phil Yeager, all right, with CPA Review and more. And I ask you, if there is a topic, an area you would like us to get someone to speak about, just write to us. Rob will tell you how to get to us. And we will do our best to have that person on a podcast, all right? We just don't want a podcast talking about CPA Review, all right? That might be something that would be good for sleeping, but bringing on people with other areas, unique areas, I believe would be of interest because at one time I did a video show like this and I brought on different people in different areas and the people said it was a great show. And I decided that's what I was going to do if we did a podcast. So anyway, Rob, take the people out and not for lunch, though. Take the people out and tell them whatever you want to tell them. Thank you, everyone. This is Phil Yeager, and we'll take it to Rob.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for being the best part of CPA Review and more with your host, Phil Yeager of Yeager CPA Review. Again, my name's Rob Medford. I'm your producer and director here at CPA Review and More and Yeager CPA Review. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like to hear about on the podcast, we want to hear from you. Send me an email to podcast@YeagerCPAReview.com. That email will be in the description bar below. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more about the CPA exam, check out JaegerCPAReview.com and you can learn more about our new subscription format. Again, if you're in the market for a CPA review course, Jaeger now offers a month-to-month subscription format of their CPA review product with a no long-term commitment, so you can check it out, take your exams, and then when you're done, simply cancel your subscription or keep it rolling if you want continued access to the course material. For more information about our subscription, check out JaegerCPAReview.com. Until next time, everybody, thank you for listening and take care.
You